Well, welcome to a new show on WWGH. For now, we're calling it the Mike Wilson Show, for lack of a better name. If you have a better name, please let us know, and we'll be glad to change that. This show is going to be mostly a public affairs show. We'll have people from around the community on the air about their organization and things of that sort. So today, our first guest is Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, an old friend of mine. Good morning, or good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good to be here. Good to be here for your first show.
Yeah. I guess it's a privilege, huh?
Yeah, privilege okay. And an honor.
Well, we've talked many times on another station about things in and around Marion, and that's what we're going to do here for the next 50 or so minutes. So, Mark, where do you want to start today?
Well, you know, I thought maybe it'd be a good idea, since we may have a lot of listeners who haven't heard from me before in the community, we'd start at the beginning. What a Convention and Visitors Bureau is, what we do, how we got started, and all that sort of mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And to tell the story, we have to go way back to about 1983. Down in Columbus at the State House, this General Assembly passed a legislation that enabled counties and municipalities — municipality means a township or a city — to levy a lodging tax, commonly known as the bed tax, on hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did this was so that then those counties, or possibly a municipality, could fund a Convention and Visitors Bureau to promote tourism in the area. Prior to that, really, there wasn't a lot of great tourism promotion. There wasn't anything specific. In some places, chambers of commerce did it. In others, there might have been a business owners association, and even in rare cases, like a city, like a Las Vegas or
sure.
something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what this did, it allowed for the formation of Convention and Visitors Bureau, because they had to have a funding source, and it made sense for to create the lodging tax to fund those. And so then in 1985, the county commissioners here in Marion County then passed a resolution into law that imposed a 3% countywide income or lodging tax on all hotel stays. So it's 3% every night you stay. We're probably all used to seeing those when we travel, and if you look at the bill closely, you'll see the room rate, you'll see probably a state sales tax, and you'll see a lodging tax. Now, to explain how it works, the lodging tax here in Marion County is at the county level. So that means all 7 hotels we have here in Marion County then collect that lodging tax and passes it on. It goes through the county's hands, through the county treasurer and the state auditor's offices, and then it comes to us. The county keeps 5% of it for administrative costs, which is the maximum allowed by law, and they use that just to pay for the work they're doing for us and collecting it and passing it on. There are some places that have city lodging taxes. In the big cities, it's usually a city, because you might have a city in a county, like say a Columbus or Cincinnati, but then there are other suburbs
right.
that want to have visitors bureaus too. So it can go either way. Here in Marion County, we have the 3% lodging tax. It's countywide. And then Marion Township, as a municipality, levies a 3% lodging tax too on the hotels that are in Marion Township. So that's the ones on the west side of 23. And then it's Clarendon Townships on the east side of 23, and they levy a 3% lodging tax on that side. Now, those taxes are for the township. The way it works is, since there's a county lodging tax, those other municipalities can levy that and use it for whatever they want. It doesn't have to be used for a visitors bureau. But by law, the first tax imposed, mm-hmm. for example, if those two townships had levied a lodging tax and the county didn't, by law they would have to use it for a visitors bureau. So it helps the townships out. We get our 3%. We're happy about that. And that's where we get our funding. Now, one of the things about a Convention and Visitors Bureau, too, is a lot of people don't even know they exist, because you don't really hear a whole lot about us. Maybe right. a little bit in the newspaper, on radio programs mm-hmm. like this, but usually not a whole lot. And the reason for that is we're not talking to the folks here locally with our advertising, because we're all about bringing visitors to the community. So all of our advertising is outside of Marion County. So you may, if you travel a lot and you stop at the roadside rest where they have tourism information, you'll see our visitors guides there and so on and so forth. So, or if you get Ohio Magazine and Heart of Ohio Magazine, you'll see our advertisements in, mm-hmm. in there as well. But by and large, we're talking to everybody outside of Marion County, which makes sense because we're trying to get people to come in.
Right, draw them in.
We try to get to draw them in. Why do we want to bring visitors to Marion County? Well, because it's a huge part of our economy. We don't have the 2018 data yet, and it'll take a couple more months to get all that in. But I can tell you that in 2017, visitors spent $89 million in Marion County.
Wow.
Yes, that's real money.
Yeah.
They spent $89 million. Almost half a million people came and visited Marion County.
Now, how is that figured? I mean, because that has to include the gas stations, the
right.
motels,
the
Myers,
right.
Walmart.
And for years and years, there's every other year in Ohio, there is a research study done in all 88 counties. And so they look at lodging tax. It's an easy barometer as far as how tourism's doing. But they also look at sales in the various categories that are a big part of tourism, restaurants, mm-hmm. attractions, like museums and other orchards, like we have in the places
sure.
like that. And the gas stations play a part in that as well. Theaters like our Marion Palace Theater, which has a very large part of their audiences for the touring shows are from outside of Marion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a regional theater. It's not just a local theater in that sense. And so they look at all those. And then a few years ago, the state of Ohio actually started collecting that data statewide. And so we know what the tax receipts are in those various areas. So it's easy to monitor data-wise. And plus, this research company does a lot. They do telephone interviews with people. They're asking people where they go and what they do. And so they're looking at all this data, and they put it all together. And we get a report every other year that shows us what's going on. It even shows job creation. For example, from 2016 to 2017, for that two-year period, tourism helped create 93 new jobs in Marion County. It's like getting
fantastic.
A whole business to come at once. But mm-hmm. And the majority of them outside of the hotels are smaller businesses. Now, the Palace seems like a large business because it's a big theater, but it's actually a small business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nonprofit, but it's a small business. And most of ours are in the small business category. And that's typical in tourism when you're not a big major destination, like in New York or Orlando, or Vegas, Los Angeles, whatever. But in fact, 80% of all travel that happens in the United States are to smaller places. Their day trips, their weekend getaways. Because if you think about it, if you think about your own travel, how many times do you go on a big vacation to a big destination? Maybe once a year.
Right.
But you do a lot of little day trips and weekend getaways.
That's true.
And therefore, the majority of the travel is there. And that's what puts Marion County in a good spot. We don't compete with Columbus for visitors. We're not selling the same thing that Columbus is, or Cleveland, or Cincinnati, or whatever. So we offer something different, and that's what people want, is something different.
Well, Mark, you're wanting to bring people in, but you also offer another service. People that are in the Marion area can come to you to get information on other destinations.
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
I should say our visitor center is at 1713 Marion Mount Gilead Road. That's the Mallard Square shopping area there. I tell everybody we're right next to the Sprint store. That seems to be a known landmark. Yes, at the visitor center, we have information from all over the state. All of the visitors bureaus throughout Ohio in their visitor center carries each other's visitor guides and other information. So if you want information for any place in Ohio, we've got it for you. Now, mm-hmm. we don't have anything outside of Ohio, but everything inside of Ohio, more than to help you. We can also help you with some advice if you're planning a trip, because we've been to a lot of these places. I've spent many, many years traveling across Ohio. So I've been to a lot of places you might be considering going. So we're happy to help you, you know, plan your trip, or, you know, find out about the best restaurant or the other things you may not get from just a visitor's guide. So absolutely. And we welcome you to come out anytime. If you just want to ask a little more about what we do have the Marion Visitor's Guide. We have a lot of local folks will come in and pick it up just to make sure they're not missing something.
Right.
Or if they've got friends and family coming into town to give to them when they get to town. So whatever. If you want to know something about traveling to Ohio, just stop by the Visitor Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. On the weekends in the summer, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we're open on Saturday and Sunday also.
Okay. Because
that's the prime travel season. So we've talked a little bit about how visitors' bureaus were formed and what our purpose is. And so we're essentially a marketing organization. Our job is to sell the Marion community to people outside of Marion to get them to come here. Now, I've talked to a few people around town who are just like, Marion? Why would somebody come and visit Marion?
Marion has a lot to offer, folks.
Has quite a bit to offer. 500,000 people didn't make a mistake when they came here. They came here for a reason. There were things that attracted them.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the popcorn festival, we love it. It's great. It brings, you know, six figures worth of visitors into Marion, a lot of notoriety. So that's great. But there's a lot of other things, too. I mentioned the Palace Theater. Several thousand people every year come to the Palace Theater, mostly for the touring artist season, but also for some of the local productions because they're very high quality. People come to Lawrence Orchard, not only for the Apple Fest in September and then the October Apple Butter event, but they come throughout the summer and into fall because an orchard experience is one of those things that people like to come to. So George Lawrence down there will tell me that, you know, for his Apple Fest, more than half, if not two-thirds, of the attendees are from outside of Marion County. And it's a very close amount, too, on his day-to-day traffic. So people are coming for those small things as well. They also come for events, and we have more and more of them going on all the time. There's so many events going on around town. The newer Wings and Wheels event out at the airport.
Yes, that's a big one.
It's finished its third year. It's going strong. It's doing very well. And is very popular with folks. So, you know, we're excited about that. The National Robotics Challenge with the Fairgrounds Coliseum. That brings people in from all over the country, participants mostly, but still folks coming in from out of town to for an event, and they spend time here. They stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants. You know, they fill up on gasoline, and inevitably people buy mementos and other things, or they might have to go shopping. River Valley Baseball for Youth, that softball field complex, hosts a lot of regional and national tournaments. You don't hear a lot about it, but, I mean,
you'll see all the cars out there. Yes, when there's a tournament going on.
Thousands of people coming in and here for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, plus all the officials and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They fill up all of our hotel rooms, and they're here for this long period of time. So there's just so many things like that that people are coming for that you don't realize, but when you add them all up, it's a real thing. And, of course, we have, you know, our historic sites. We've long known about the Harding Home and the memorial and how they attract people and everything that's going on there with the restoration of the home. Mm-hmm. And the new library museum is going to be tremendous. We're anticipating, I was just talking with Sherry Hall at the Harding Home last week and helping, and we're working with them on planning for groups and everything else coming in. For example, a bus group of 50 people come in on a tour of presidential sites, and they're here for a few days, and we'll have lunch right there in the museum because they can
sure.
accommodate that in the new space. And then they're probably going to go over to the Popcorn Museum because people are fascinated by that whole concept. We have a lot of out-of-towners come to the Popcorn Museum as well. So when that comes online in 2020, then we go from being a regional destination because we have a presidential home and memorial to a national destination because we have a presidential home, memorial, and a presidential library and museum. There's no other city in the entire United States who will have all three of those.
Oh, my.
There's no city that had a home and memorial, and now we're out in the library and museum. So Marion will be the most prominent city for presidential sites in the United States.
And I have a feeling once that new museum and library is built, it's going to be featured on some national programs.
It absolutely will. We'll see. It'll make national news when it opens. I mean, hands down, it's a presidential library and museum. So it will make the national news as long as something else may crisis doesn't come up.
Right.
I know that they'll be inviting all the former and current president, whoever that is. Well, I guess it won't be an election time yet, but there'll be invitations. So there's a chance we might have former presidents and in town and such.
Well,
because it is big news.
Okay, I'm sorry. While we're on the subject of the Harding home and so on, what's the projected time for the house to be open to the public
right.
again?
They were hoping to open the house this year.
Mm-hmm.
In there, once they dug into the front porch, all the rest of the restoration is going fine. But once they got into that front porch, they discovered some things they need to do structurally
for it
that it's going to take several months of warm weather. And so they're going to have to do that this summer. So the home is not going to open this year.
Oh.
But that's okay. We'd rather them fix it right, because this restoration project on the home should last 75 years, 50 to
Certainly.
75 years, you know, a long time. So, or they hope. You never know. But that porch, when the Hardings had it built, was a nemesis too. From the flat roof on top to the structural underneath and how it attached to the house and everything. So it's nothing new. But they want to get it right. So the house will open along with the library museum in May of 2020, perhaps Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Now, wasn't Harding elected in 1920?
He was. He was elected.
That would be fitting.
Absolutely. And that was the goal all along, to have it open for the centennial of his campaign and election. And yes, there will be a big doings later on in 2020 celebrating the Front Porch campaign.
Yes.
So they're busy planning a lot of special activities for that day. So again, that'll probably be a second national exposure opportunity for the Harding site and for Marion as a community, which is great. It's fantastic. There'll be good news. It'll be great news. And I know we're all looking forward to it. But we have other things, too. I mean, the new Exploratorium, the Children's Museum on South Main Street, they're working toward opening this year. That'll be a nice attraction, especially when you're thinking about families.
Now, where's that going to be?
It's the old library building.
Oh, okay. Okay.
On South Main Street.
Yeah.
Yes. It's owned by the Baptist Church next door. And the Children's Museum has leased it from the church, and they're working diligently. They've been having special events in there, and they'll be open full-time this year to welcome visitors. And you know, it's an added attraction for us as a Visitors Bureau. If we're appealing to families, to having a Children's Museum is an added attraction, and another reason to come to Marion. And that's the key to promoting an area for tourism. We think about it when we travel. We don't travel and just do one thing, go to one place. I mean, we've got to stay in a hotel. So we've got to have good hotels with good service. We've got to have places to go that are interesting, like attraction, things to do, good restaurants, good local restaurants. Because when we travel, we want to eat local. Nobody wants to go traveling somewhere else and try to discover this new place and then go to the chain restaurants. You can do that
right,
at home.
Exactly.
So our local restaurants are a big part of our tourism industry here in Marion. Obviously, the G&R Tavern in Waldo is a draw in and of itself. They've been famous for a long time, and people do come.
Oh, baloney.
Yeah.
Had to throw that in there.
Yeah, you did. That was a pie in the face there. And they're famous for the bologna sandwiches and obviously in their pies. But our other restaurants draw just as well, too. And so that's why we created a couple of years ago the Eatararian Trail, featuring our local places like that. So you've got the G&R Tavern and the Candy Shack downtown and Barry's Restaurant and Stewart's Root Beer Stand,
Certainly.
Which is very appealing. It's a nostalgic kind of place
nostalgic,
to go.
Yeah.
Courtyard Grub and Pub. You know, all these little eateries that people want to discover. When we travel, we want to discover things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we want to go back home and brag to everybody about all the neat places they found. So we want to help them find those local restaurants. And so we have that guide to help them out to do that. And nowadays, people, too, they travel differently. It would not uncommon for folks, a small group of people, a couple of couples or some college kids or something, to jump in a car on a Saturday or Sunday and drive an hour or so and have lunch somewhere and drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the experience of it. And so we recognize that, and so we try to appeal to that part of the traveler as well. The longer-term traveler that's looking for some place to go for a weekend, a lot of times we pair them up with a concert or a show at the Palace or some other events going on, so that they have that anchor thing to do that draws them here. I spoke a couple years ago to a family. It was a grandmother, mother, granddaughter, and one other family member. These four ladies had come all the way from Kentucky to the Palace Theater to see a concert. And I can't remember who the performer was now, but they came up on a Friday, spent the whole weekend here. They were had a great time. They just had a wonderful time in Marion. They said, "We've been to Chicago several times. We like it here better. You've got just as much to do, and it's not a hassle to get around." That's what we want to hear. And so we're very excited when we hear things about that. And in fact, we actually focus on that whole comfortable atmosphere we have in Marion. Our tagline is find your place at your pace. So you can move around, you can do things, have a good time with friends and family, no hassles. You can drive anywhere. We don't have rush hour. We don't have traffic jams in Marion. And that's a plus, especially if you're from a larger city and you want to get away. So we use that, and it's working. And we're seeing increases in tourism, pretty substantial ones. 2017 over 2016 was a 7.3% increase. In 2016 over 15, 17 over 18 was 11.3%. And when we get to final numbers for 18, it'll probably be about a 22% increase in tourism.
That's fantastic.
It is very fantastic. And it shows that, people are coming. And it shows that Marion actually does have a good reputation. I know we sometimes cringe about some of the news that we see or hear about. But we have to remember, that's just a little blip of information.
Right.
And most people, say in Columbus, watching TV news, don't even see it. Only a small portion even see it. Even the ones that have TV on don't hear it. They're not paying that much attention. So, it's not that big a deal when something negative is reported, because that's what news does, is report negative a lot. But they hear more positive, and it shows in tourism. It shows in the fact that people are coming here in larger numbers all the time. It shows in the fact that we have business owners and entrepreneurs coming here. We've got two restaurants opening downtown this year, the Amato's Wood Fire Pizza, along with North High Brewery out of Worthington, and Amato's from Delaware. Bought a building, are opening a restaurant and microbrewery, and then Open Delaware is opening a Great Cross Town in the Harding Center. These established businesses wouldn't be doing this if they thought it was risky, or if they thought Marion was not a solid community on the way up, which we are. They're seeing that. They're seeing the potential. And we're seeing more and more of that investment because people see that potential. Luke Henry and Alex Sheridan had formed this new company that's called South Main Street Reimagined, and they're focused on the South Main Street block there between Center and Church, and revitalizing those buildings for businesses on the ground floor, living spaces up top. And they're very aggressively doing that. Why? Because they can see what's coming.
And people had gone away from living downtown, but now it seems like they're coming back, and they like those lofts, those upstairs spaces.
Absolutely. We're seeing it not just here in Marion, but all across the country. If you go to Columbus, now it's a little different situation because of the size of the city. They're actually building condominiums in the downtown, but it's the same principle. People want to be in the middle of it all, plus there's the convenience of it and everything. And we're seeing that in Marion. I think the number is somewhere near 200. Around that area of loft living, including the apartments in the Harding Center. That's a lot for a community our size. And they're beautiful places. And so something else we promote and makes the city vital. And also downtown living helps downtown businesses.
Certainly.
You just can't rely on the people who come in for work and leave or the visitors who come in. If you have people living downtown, they're also shopping downtown. So that's good for those businesses as well. And so we're seeing more and more of that. Our shops are growing. William Wade is a new shop, and he's doing very well there on South Main Street. And we got our old Standby's, Home Again Stained Glass on Center, and then the shops in Charleston Place. We want to see more shops, and we know they'll come. Usually what happens is you'll see in downtown revitalization. You'll see restaurants and microbreweries and things like that, and wine shops come in first, and then also not and service businesses. And we're seeing those real estate offices and other businesses move into the downtown. And the shops are usually one of the last things to see come in. But I know that there are folks looking at spaces downtown to open up some shops, and you know, for crafts and arts and all kinds of various things. So we'll see more of that as well. And it's our people that are doing a great job here in Marion. They're creative, they're imaginative, they got courage, which mm-hmm. takes a lot of courage to run
sure
a business,
does.
And just going out there and making things happen. One example is Curiosity, not one that maybe a lot of people know about. It's on South Main Street, just next to Barry's Restaurant. And the folks there last year decided to go a different direction with the shop, and they're focusing on gaming things. And when I say gaming, it's the little figures.
Okay.
That people use and they play. It's some of it's war games and other type games. So there's the miniature figures and you paint them and so on and so forth. And they decided they wanted to be one of the best sources for those in the state of Ohio. And they went after it and it's working, and they got people coming from all over.
Yes.
To come and shop there. And I love the creativity and the ability to see, you know, a market that they can serve, and it's they're doing great, and it's good for the community to have that kind of traffic coming in. So, and that's how tourism works a lot of times. People come in for one thing. You might have a couple, two, three, four people come in just to go to Curiosity. They're going to end up eating somewhere. They might have to put gas in the car. They might shop some other places. Might say, while we're here, well, let's go over to the ice cream shop, or wherever. And that's how tourism works. And so we're very appreciative of all these creative, courageous people in Marion. And that's what it takes. And we're seeing it downtown. And I know people say, well, but what about the rest of the city? What about the rest of the county? There's folks, things going on there, too. I meet and talk with our villages around the county and advise and work with them on ideas and plans for how to do things in their villages and their downtown areas,
right,
to bring visitors in. So it's not just in Marion and just in downtown.
Marion area convention visitors.
Right.
Not just Marion proper.
Right. So, and it's Marion area instead of Marion County, because there's Marion counties all over the United States. So
okay.
That kind of helps
differentiate
a little bit. And so we're seeing that growth. But of course, it has to start in the downtown. We all know, no matter where you live in Marion County, that if that downtown's empty, then the rest of the county's not going to do very well.
Sure.
And so that's why the emphasis is there now, but it will continue to spread out throughout the county, and we'll see more. So it's a good time to be here in Marion in the tourism business, but I think it's a good time for all of us to be here in residents of Marion County to see this growth, this rebirth that's going on. And it's from the ground up, which makes it nice. You know, sometimes a community, the leaders will get together, the government or whatever, and they'll create a big grandiose plan and say, here's what we're going to be. Well, what's going on in Marion is the people of Marion are deciding what they're going to be. And that's the best way to do it. And so the things that will happen downtown and elsewhere because people that live here want to bring that to the community. So it's very exciting.
Well, people are coming from the outside as well.
Yeah, I mean, and you need some of that.
To start these businesses, that's what's
you
exciting.
Need to make, there needs to be a mix of that. The reality is, in any community, how many people are sitting there? For one, if you're going to open a small business, you're generally going to be younger with a little more energy. and be thinking long term. So that means if you don't have an existing business, and they tend to be hard to capitalize, you know, have the funds to do that. And some do. But you need people that have the capital and the experience to do it. And sometimes that means business people from otherwhere, like the restaurants. And that's okay. The restaurants that will be coming, even though the owners out of, let's say, in Delaware, the restaurant they'll have here will be unique to here. And the other thing, too, is like Amato's. In Amato's case, the reason they decided to come to Marion was they took a look at the community, saw the potential, but they also understood that a large portion of their customers down in Delaware were coming from Marion and Upper Sandusky, and they were like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Then we need to put something in that direction, because quite frankly, in Delaware, it's not a very big location, and they're always full. So a lot of people aren't getting in that restaurant. So they know they're not diluting their customer base. They're just providing more people the opportunity. So it made sense for them to come here, and they're excited to do that. And so the great thing is now those Upper Sandusky folks that were going to Delaware to Amato's will be coming to Marion to Amato's.
Yes.
And that's what we'd like to see.
Yes.
And that's what we do. We like to go places. And, so in a rural community, too, people travel more. And it's one of the things that I noticed when I came up here and is that folks don't mind driving a half an hour, 45 minutes. So I shouldn't even talk about minutes. They don't mind driving 20, 30 miles for dinner.
Sure.
And then in the city, you don't drive across town in a big city because it's just too much of a hassle. And you've got more options locally. But out here in the rural areas, people will drive from another county or the other side of a county. And so just traveling is not, it's more relaxing and peaceful than it is in
right.
a city. So, and that's good because it helps support our local restaurants. And we emphasize that too. Once a year, during National Tourism Week, which is the first full week of May usually, we have a Be a Tourist in Your Own Backyard Day on that Saturday. This year, I believe, is May 11th, if I remember correctly. And we, on that day, many of our local businesses, tourism businesses, will offer discounts only for residents of Marion County to encourage folks to explore these local places they might not have been to. And why do we do that? Well, we want those places to be supported, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they need that local support. But we also hope that people will visit and enjoy themselves and then tell their friends and family out of town to come to Marion and eat here and go see this attraction and do these things. Because word of mouth is important, too. So we're looking forward to that. Again, of course, the Be a Tourist Day has become a tradition for us. It'll be our fourth year for it. And look for information on that. If you want to know anything that's going on that we've been talking about as far as what we do, where we go, just feel free to give us a call or stop by the Visitor Center. If you want to see everything that's going on, our website's a great place. And it's at visitmarionohio.com. Real simple. Visitmarionohio.com. Our website has everything on there all broken down. It appeals to visitors because it's my category, our eatery and trails specifically on there, our historic sites and so on and so forth. So it's easy to follow for people that might be, looking to come. We also have a calendar on our website. So if you want to see what's going on in the community. Now, I'll tell you, the calendar is geared toward potential visitors.
Right.
So it doesn't have every event in Marion County. It doesn't have the local, truly local events. It's the things that might appeal to visitors. But they're all on there. So if you want to see what's going on, of course, we have our Facebook page. And again, it's just Marion Area CVB, or Convention and Visitors Bureau. And see some things that are going on. We'll post some things about things that are going on there as well. Plus, if you want to reach us either through the website or email, phone numbers, or through the messenger on Facebook, always happy to talk with you, answer questions, let you know what's going on in the community as far as what we're doing to promote tourism.
Okay. What are some specific attractions? We talked about the palace. We talked about a couple of the restaurants. Mm-hmm. What's some other things that people need to come to Marion to see and experience?
Well, I think, when it comes to the events, I mentioned the Wings and Wheels event, and that's just one of several that people like to
come.
That's
in the fall, right?
Or that's in the fall. It's in September. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot early in the year, which is it's typical. People getting out of school, it's early in the year, so may not quite be a lot going on. And we mentioned the touring artists at the Palace Theater. For example, Rumors this weekend at the Palace, and it's the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. And they always just have great shows going on. America is coming on February 22nd at the Palace Theater. So they always just have a good variety of those national touring artists that draws a lot of people. And then our local productions, too. are exceptional. In February also is The Tale of Snow White, and that's the youth theater production for this year. People do come from out of town. We know they come for a lot of things. The dinner theater is in April at the Palace, and this year's show is called 12 Angry Men, a classic drama, and that'll be a dinner theater, and that will be bring people from out of town as well. I think it'll be a show that people will like. I hope so, because I'm directing that show for the Palace this year. But it's a great show, and again, you get folks that come out of town for all of those things, whether it's the touring artists or the local productions as well. And folks come for Buckeye Chuck, which I know Charlie started years ago, mm-hmm. and that still brings people from out of town, and Buckeye Chuck's pretty famous, so that makes Marion look good, and that's a very good thing. And I mentioned Lawrence Orchard and what they do out there, and it's fantastic. And so these things all kind of add up, the Robots Challenge. And we have other sporting events in town, too. The Fairgrounds Coliseum hosts wrestling tournaments that are pretty significant and bringing in lots of people. There's some other new events that they've got go-kart racing coming this year.
Oh, really?
Inside the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which should be a lot of fun. And probably a little loud, but that's okay. It'll be fun.
I think
so. Exciting. And our folks are always looking to bring new things. Last year, we had a big gem and jewelry show in the Fairgrounds Coliseum. There's a group coming back that were here last year in the Coliseum that was their first time, and they're officially known as the Society for Creative Anachronisms, and that's your Renaissance Fair reenactors. And they had a big treat show, and they're coming back again this year. And so that's like all the vendors and all the participants are from out of town, which mm-hmm. is great.
Certainly.
We want them out of town folks coming in. There's the AKC dog shows. There's 4 days of it in a row in the spring at the Fairgrounds Coliseum. Summer Rail is a railroad conference, a railroader enthusiast conference that happens in the summer at the Palace.
You're right on track with that one.
Yes. Thank you. And at Union Station.
Sorry, Mark. Three off there.
And not to blow my own whistle, but we work really closely with all of those events. And we mm-hmm. work with the not only the locations, the site locations here in Marion, but then the organizers who are generally from out of town. And so we make sure all the vendors and participants have our visitor guide at the least, and then restaurant information and things like that. So when they're here, they have a good time, and we make sure they get to the places that are truly Marion and local made. So we work very hard with them all in that planning process. We also talk to a lot of our local organizations about upcoming events and the ideas that they have for events, and try to provide as much counsel as we can. We offer actually free marketing advice and counsel to any of our local tourism businesses, which for some of your small local businesses, that's a big asset. But we try to help them out. We want to see them all be successful because tourism is about local business.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the hotels, which tend to be corporate chains, everything else in Marion is about local when you're talking about tourism. So we want to make sure all of those businesses are healthy. So we help them out in any way we can. We show off our community when people visit. We show off our community also when we go to travel shows. Next month I'll be down in Columbus for the big AAA travel show. That's 3 days, about 25,000 people or so come through the show.
Where will that be?
That is a new location this year. It used to be in the convention center. This year it's going to be at the fairgrounds in Columbus in the new John Kasich Hall. They've just recently named it. That's a new building they built there on 17th Avenue to replace, I believe, the old LaSalle building.
And
been in it in the hall. It's beautiful. So we'll be talking to people from all over Central Ohio and about coming to Marion. And the thing is, when we do that, too, we hear a lot of great responses. We hear folks, yeah, we were up there last year for the Popcorn Festival, or we've been to the Harding Home, or we've been to the Popcorn Museum, or, we were on downtown and at the Palace, or where, and all these other places. So we're hearing a great positive response. And that's good to hear. It's very exciting to hear. So, and we, you know, go to these shows so that we can get face to face with visitors and potential visitors. It's also good for us to hear what people are thinking and what they like, and we talk to folks in that way. We also do that at the big Midwest bus tour show every year called the Heartland Travel Showcase. This year it'll be in Detroit. Last year in Buffalo, the year before that in Pigeon Forge. And so we go to these shows and we meet with, there's usually about 65 bus tour companies, and we meet with them and sit down and talk and find out what things they're looking for to plan their bus trips for their customers and to get them to come to Marion, of course. And you may notice every once in a while you'll see one of those motor coaches in town, and that's what that is. Mm-hmm. We know that we're going to see a whole lot more of them starting in 2020 with the Presidential Library and Museum.
Certainly, yes.
But we have several dozen come now, and we know we're going to be over 100 in 2020. We just don't know how many over 100. We've talked about making sure that we're ready and can handle all of those buses when they come in, and other visitors for that matter. So, but we're out there. We're talking to folks. We're staying connected with those bus tour operators so that we can put together a visit for them that'll be appealing to their customers and fill up the bus and get them to come to town.
Now, something we haven't talked about is the Marion County Historical Society. They hold some events that bring people from out of town.
Yes, they do, and I thank you for reminding me of that. The Time Travelers Fair is a big one,
mm-hmm.
But it attracts both participants and spectators alike, and it's just, if you haven't been to it, it's hard to describe it, but basically it's just a whole bunch of people from different time periods. And they're performing, or they're walking around. There's displays from different periods of history, and so you can talk to people and find out what things are like. It's really a lot of fun, and it's great. If you got kids, great way to get kids interested in history, and even adults. And that brings a lot of folks in. Great event.
And you can dress from different periods.
Right.
From the past, present, or future.
Yes, it's Time Traveler's Fair is like encompasses, all three of those. And it's very fascinating. Last year, I went, and Mary, Queen of Scots,
yes,
was there, and mm-hmm. all her regalness, and it was quite impressive. And just all the other time periods. So it's really great. And the programs that the Historic Society does are also draws. You would. There's a contingent of folks who will travel an hour or so to, hear presentations on parts of history.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one for the Historic Society last year on Ohio and the Civil War, and there were folks that came from as far as Columbus.
Yes.
So they do come. So and that's part of tourism, too. There's a lot of that goes around on that you may not be aware of. So the next time you're maybe in one of our local restaurants, or you're at the show at the Palace or any other place, or in one of the local shops, look around and realize that there's a good portion of the people around you are from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, when you start thinking of it in those terms, then it's easier to understand that on average, on any given day in Marion County, there are 1,000 visitors, tourism visitors, not business folks, but tourism visitors on average. Every day.
We're talking about the Marion County Historical Society. Their Heritage Hall is really impressive. And along with the Heritage Hall, they also have the Popcorn Museum.
Right. We are very fortunate for our local Historic Society to have a venue like Heritage Hall is exceptional. Many local Historic Society museums aren't nearly as beautiful and expansive. So we're very, very fortunate. And then when you add the Popcorn Museum to it, too, it's a double draw. And to be honest, a local Historic Society generally isn't a visitor attraction unless you're a history buff, per se.
Right.
But because they do such a great job with their exhibits and the Popcorn Museum combined, it is, and actually. And our folks who come from out of town, whether they're on buses or elsewhere, always tell us they love visiting Heritage Hall. And, of course, there's a night at the museum, which is tons of fun.
That's in March.
Yeah. It's,
I participated in that for several years now.
And that's coming up, and that brings folks from out of town, too. Any number of things. So when you think about tourism, don't think about the big tourist destinations. Because, again, about 80% of all travel is a day trip or a weekend getaway. And if you think of it in those terms, then you understand Marion does have a lot to offer. And it's more believable that 500,000 people come to Marion County every year to visit, to do things, to see things. So it's not such a stretch when you think of it in those terms.
Well, we have a lot here in our own backyard.
Absolutely.
People need to get out and enjoy and appreciate what we have right here at Marion.
Sure, and I probably, as we're wrapping up, Mike, I'd probably leave everybody with this. I know it's easy to forget about the local businesses sometimes. We're inundated with advertising from the national chains for everything. So we get very corporate-minded as consumers. But I'd say come on into the visitor center, pick up a visitor guide, a local restaurant guide, and start trying to go out to eat at a local restaurant once a week or so and support them. When it's time for Christmas shopping or whatever, check out our local shops. You'd be amazed at what you find there. Unique things that you can't get anywhere else, which is the whole point of giving a gift, make it special. So, you know, do that. If there's places you haven't visited, the Popcorn Museum, Heritage Hall, Harding Home, or whatever, get there in the community you live, and then tell everybody about it. Help us to bring more people to Marion, because when you do, then it's good for our economy, it's good for our community, it's good for our local businesses, which are the heart and soul of any community. Our local businesses provide the character for you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know...